From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
If your soil could talk, what would it say? If it's healthy, it may already be saying some good things about your future. Because farmers who use soil health building systems that include no-till, cover crops, and diverse species and rotations report greater productivity, profitability, and resiliency to weather extremes. Learn more about what your soil is saying about its health and your future. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
One of the most noxious and invasive weed species to be seen in the eastern United States in recent years, matter of fact, it's been here a long time, it's the kudzu vine. Make no mistake about it, most farmers in our region, they detest kudzu. It just seems to take over wherever it is. That's according to Extension Specialist John Kushner, who gives us the background on this invasive weed species.
It's a native of Asia and was introduced into the United States over 100 years ago at the Philadelphia Centennial Exposition. It has a beautiful bloom and is very fragrant. And for a while, it was actually cultivated here as a forage for livestock because it is a legume and very nutritious with a high crude protein content.
And that's not all.
It was also planted extensively across the South for erosion control from the 1930s to the 50s through a government program, which is why it's so prevalent here.
Most farmers in our region, however, consider kudzu a noxious and invasive weed species. For more information on the eradication of kudzu, just call your local office of Cooperative Extension.
Stay tuned. Your daily pearl of wisdom is coming up next.
Want to do your part to help with the environment? Start in your own backyard. Pesticides and fertilizers can wash off our yards from rain or overwatering and hurt the environment. Follow all application instructions when using these chemicals and never dump leftover fertilizers or pesticides on the ground or in the trash. Instead, take them to your nearest household hazardous waste facility. Contact your county's Cooperative Extension office for more information. Remember, a cleaner environment starts with you, right in your own backyard.
Did you know 1 gallon of oil can contaminate up to 1 million gallons of water?
So, recycle used motor oil. Keep it clean, because we're all downstream.
Well, just enough time for our daily pearl of wisdom. This one comes in from listener Ruth Rasmussen, who says, "Blessed is the man who, when he has nothing to say, says nothing." Thank you, Ruth, for that pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.